It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show episode 940.
You had your hands in the air to clap. I'll
No, it was actually, I was picking up my chewing gum.
Why?
Well, we're doing a new segment every Tuesday.
What's
called,
it called?
Chewy Tuesday.
Love a good rhyme.
And so the idea behind it is I want to get into chewing gum in a bigger way in 2021. And it's part of my everyday carry stuff. I wanted to get a cinnamon one. I don't know why, but I was sort of became obsessed with that.
Well, the reality is Australia is not hell bent on cinnamon like the States. Mm-hmm. I've looked for you to try and get you cinnamon chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find it. Admittedly, one shop.
Yeah.
That is the extent of my search. But what's your just this is within the first 5 minutes you get Chewy Tuesday out.
Well,
the
problem is I was thinking
any
about
segment
it, do we
you're getting out of the way is a problem. But I don't know.
Can I just say the problem is, though, that do we want to be chewing the whole show?
Just a quick chew. I mean, this is...
And then we can keep chewing.
Non-COVID friendly.
That's fine. So the one that I've got today is, it's called Watermelon Burst by Five.
Yeah, Five Gum came out, I reckon 10 years ago.
It was big.
It was huge, but
no, it was more than 10 years ago.
You reckon? 15?
Because we were young.
Yeah, I guess we were young. I remember seeing the blue, and they're in the more traditional American kind of straps, strap of chewy. What do you call it?
A stick of gum.
Stick of gum, is that what they call
it? I believe.
Okay, a stick of gum, and I just remember the blue one, but you haven't got the blue one. What do you got?
No, so it was watermelon, and if I open up the packet, it says, life happens in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5's a little bit bigger. Have a sniff.
Let's just dissect that. Maybe part of Chewy Tuesday is, what's the slogan?
Mm-hmm.
And let's try and just talk about it. And do we like it? Do we not? What's the marketing?
Is it about having five?
Well, the brand
day?
Is Five Gum, but that's why if it was three gum,
it lasts for 5 hours. Why is it called Five?
Good point. There's nothing on the packaging. Life happens in 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's literally just a countdown. Like, I give Bodie the 3 count.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, Bodie, if you don't do that, 1, and he knows get to 3.
Yeah.
What if I just started doing the 5 count?
So, you can have one.
Can I pull one out?
Yeah, pull one out.
Pulling out a strap.
And so,
I mean, that's any chewy that comes in a strap form is nice.
I never understand it holds, you know, when you get through the first row, the second row, there's always one that gets stuck.
Well, and then you pull out the whole pack. Okay. They're red. That's a nice piece of, looking piece of chewy. So it's watermelon flavor. Mm-hmm. That's the flavor you've got.
It's already giving me asthma.
Yeah, I know. This is so, I mean, to be the, there is people in my life that are the chewy people. One of them is PK, not the Chewy. His name's Peter Kaylor, and he's nicknamed PK, and he carries PK Chewy. He's always got it on him.
That's funny.
But that makes sense for an everyday carry.
Yeah.
If your name's PK.
I bought Josh's Eggs over the break.
Because they were called Josh's Eggs.
What do you think?
It's too hard. Like chewing gum's meant to be soft. To be honest, I love Chewy that has been left in the car and is hot.
What about the I'm going to keep mine in for a bit or not?
Oh, I've taken it out. It's a bit like minty, but it is asthma-y. Okay, give the chewy a rating.
We'll have one part is pop factor.
Pop. Oh, being able to do a pop.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like a piece of Hubba Bubba that gets a good pop.
Not good pop. I'll try one more. But
out of 5, what do you give the 5 chewing gum?
Yeah, it's funny. 3. I think like the flavor, I could tell that after 2 minutes, it's going to be gone. And I start to gag if it's in for too long.
Not that Chewy Tuesday will be just conversations about chewy, but...
The segment will.
The segment will,
mm-hmm.
just not the whole show. But today, What age were you allowed chewing gum? Do you remember as a kid? You remember a lot of shit from when you were young. I couldn't tell you what age. I just remember.
I feel like Bodhi's too young.
Okay, so Bodhi's turning 4 next month.
And because he's like, I swallowed it.
Because that's what he does do.
Yeah.
So we eat a fair bit of chewy in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's it's one of the sweetest things that he says. So we were giving him half a piece. So mm-hmm. I would bite it, hand it back to him. And I guess it's like, at what point do you learn how to do something? I was trying to teach him not to swallow it. And obviously, there's going to be a few swallows and mm-hmm. you get your 7 years in your gut. Yeah, that was the lie.
Well, you told
lie.
Me off. Like, I could tell that you were genuinely upset that I was telling him lies because I said to I said something like that.
Yeah, 7 years in your
7 years. And you're like, what's with everyone lying to their kids? Like,
yeah, I know.
Where's that come from? Where's the pushback on not wanting to lie?
I mean, I haven't even read the book yet, but mm-hmm. Lying by Sam Harris, which is the book that's being delivered thanks to the book room mm-hmm. in Byron. I mean, I do it too, but I'm always just watching where I go to with a lie.
What did you think of my lie the other day? So we have compressed air, yeah. a can of yeah. compressed air.
Yeah.
And I probably made the mistake of shooting it at Bodhi, spraying it, which just obviously he wanted to go and he had to go. And then the next time we'd put it out of reach and he said, spray it, like I want it, please.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Yeah, he didn't say please, but give it to me. And so I said to him, it will make a loud bang. It's empty. So if you do it.
Mm.
And he was like, no. And then I was like, oh, I think this is actually working. And so then I said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll press it. And he's like, no. And I was like, great, I won. But is that lying okay? Or would you prefer me not to lie?
God, I mean, this is what that book's all about. But it's –
What about when's the parenting? Right, so when's the parenting? Right? Well, I feel like it's sort of a rite of passage of like, we were lied to, continue the lie.
I know.
My dad told me that – I needed a license to get dry ice.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 16.
And, mate, you've talked about that 20 times on the podcast.
Do you know
how hurt you are.
Do you know how you make dry ice?
No.
So, I actually found out because, you know, the guy, how I watched the how to make Kubita Persian kebab.
Yeah, yeah.
And then watched a video on how to repair your ice making machine. He had a video how to make your own dry ice at home.
How do you?
It's actually not a great hack. Fire extinguisher.
Oh, okay.
You put a blanket, like a tea towel.
Oh, so it's not dry ice. No. It's how to make the look of dry ice.
No. I think that is actually what dry ice is.
Dry ice is not inside of fire extinguishers. I've stolen my fair share of fire extinguishers and let them off.
So there's different.
And I've got a powder in them, most of them. It's like a powder that sprays.
There's two different types of fire extinguisher, one of them being like I think it is dry ice. Like if you
really,
were, yeah,
you want me to go get? I'm going to go get
now. No. Okay, all right, he's going to get the fire extinguisher. We're not going to let it off. Okay, what is it? What does it say?
Oh, I remember. Just always hoping that abandoned buildings we went into had old mm-hmm. fire extinguishers to let off. So it says, here it is, it's a Chubb. It says dry powder. What does it say? It is dangerous to use other than recommend refill, blah, blah, blah. Abe powder stored pressure, still air fire rating. So I think it's just got a powder in it, a dry powder.
The dry ice is stored in the cylinder in a solid form. When sprayed on a fire, it quickly changes into the gas known as carbon dioxide. CO2.
So, in the contents of this is MICA, mica, nitrogen. Is that what?
I think it's nitrogen.
Dry ice. What is dry ice?
What is dry ice?
Non-hazardous ingredients. Oh, but God, they're fun letting off. Have you ever let one off?
No.
You haven't lived?
No.
Actually, I haven't lived.
What is dry ice? Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide?
Mm-hmm. Well, CO2.
That's what dry ice is.
Wait, yeah. What's water?
H2O.
No, CO2. Yeah. Okay. I always get the two confused.
Well, yeah, interesting. Anyway, back to the chewy bit with Bodhi. So he says when I'd give him like a bite of one,
mm-hmm.
give him the half, But then he started saying, no, I want a fixed one. Fixed one. He kept on saying, no, fixed one, fixed one. I was like, what are you talking about? You just, it's kind of clever.
He wants a full one.
He wants a full one because when it's broken, when it's broken in half, it's broken. And so the opposite of that is a fixed, which is a full piece.
Yeah.
And so now he's on the fixed pieces because he won't have a broken piece. But he's learning how to not swallow it, but he's swallowing it.
Is he allowed soft drink?
Oh, man. We had a bit of a blow up. As a parent, there's moments where you're reactionary and you think you're totally justified, and especially in public setting. So imagine like just anything going on, how do you react? If a kid does something really bad and like there's a version of optics as a parent, which is how am I looking? I don't want to seem like I've been an enabler for this. So if it's a kid pushing in a line or a kid pushing a kid over or a kid just doing something totally wrong in everyone's eyes except theirs, you can't smack, so you get a discipline.
Well, to be honest, this is like we have like 60 terabytes of storage, a big network attached to it. Yeah. And Bodhi saw it and he went to grab it.
No, he pressed the button. There's an off button. And you don't turn, fucking hard drive off. No, you don't.
And so I appreciate it. You went down hard. And it's a hard one because I'm sort of like, but it's like, how do you support? Because you did then you felt instant, like there's an element where it's like you do it and then you go into like not apologizing mode, but like you yell, you do all that sort of thing. And then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, that happened, but that's about. And then.
Well, you got to go stern to then just say, here's why I was stern.
And then I felt like you were taking some of the emotional brunt of what was happening. So then I had to say, nah, Tommy, like. You did the right thing, Bodhi. Don't touch it.
Yeah. Uncle Josh will fuck you up.
Well, I did ask if I could use the strobe on my torch. You said no. So, no strobing.
So, we were at a party on the weekend, kids' party. All kind of parents catch up and from his daycare and drinking beers. And then the kids are all, doing the thing. But there was soft drink. And Bodhi, I've given him a sip of my Coke. I mean, I've given him a sip of my beer because I know he'll hate it.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe if I say, here, have some, like Bodhi would put the beer in his mouth. Never wants to touch daddy's beard. Mm-hmm. He calls them beards. My beards. Dad, do you want a beard? Anyway, I did the same with Coke and it backfired because he's like, yummy. I'll try that again. And so, but I'm like, no, can't, man, can't. Anyway, he had probably two glasses. In total of Diet Coke at this party. And I let him have a little bit of the first one, Amy there, but then he just works the parents. Mm-hmm. Like he's got another parent getting some for him. The kid whose house it was, loving it too. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I saw him later in the party, he's got another glass in his hand.
Like paramedics there.
No. And I've seen it and said, absolutely not, Bodhi. And I take it off him. But Mum said. And then I said no. And so it's like causing this fuss. He runs towards Mum, knocks over a wine glass, smashes the wine glass. No, it didn't smash it. Just poured wine all over the ground and then screaming. The parents looking at me. And then it's at one of those moments where it's like, I said something where it was like the problem is if he gets one from me, one from Mum, next minute he's had 10 or something. Like I said something like that, trying to justify the action of just telling him off, which seems out of place in a setting
Do you think that people – so maybe this is not having kids, I have no idea. Watching a parent tell off their kid is one of my favourite things. Do never apologise. It's like porn. just watching it, just fucking
– discipline.
Yeah. There's nothing. You don't need to apologize.
Yeah, but I just felt like they're all kind of looking at me.
What do they want you to do? I think that there's isn't there more criticism around the parent that's like, oh, kids will be kids.
Yeah, the loose. It's like a party's happening, but then it's like, at what point do you let a kid just go? Amy's version was, I think she was just rattled based on the shit that happened when he ran into the table and knocked over everything, which makes it worse, amplifies it. Do you just let them go nuts and just drink anything, eat anything? Or are they the kids later on at Revolver mm-hmm. at 10 a.m. the next day and have been yeah. there for 24 hours? Uh-huh. You know, like, so just, was they it, get piggy.
Was Amy was Amy not happy with what you said, or was she cool with what you said?
It wasn't it, the, what I said even just was lost, but it was mm-hmm. just about it's always the worst. Like, if a kid can misbehave and no one sees, mm-hmm. you feel better about it. But it, yeah. it's when everyone sees. You're like, you've actually created a scene more than what it was, which was mm-hmm. just having a drink of Coke.
Yeah.
Which I was like, if, like, it will come to the time when I can't tell him mm-hmm. not to be drinking Coke. Like, what, I mean, for you as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
You had an IV drip of Coke.
I drank a lot of soft drink, but it was cordial first.
Yeah.
I love that, like, cordial, like, no, Josh, you can't have soft drink. You can just have the sugary drink without the carbonation. Like, yeah. The bubbles aren't your problem.
Well, the bubbles are air.
Mm.
And so it's the sugar in the cordial. No, it's you're right. But maybe there are.
So the thing it like is, have you met a parent where you thought that they disciplined their kid too much? So outside of smack it, like, what I'm not talking here about physical harm. I'm talking about mental harm.
it's the kid. I mean, my brother is scarred. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mum, for mentioning this. I know you hate it.
Is it the chocolate cake?
He had a party and there was a fruit salad and there was a carob cake.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no chocolate cake. This was Mum, you know, in the early 80s. Yeah. Early 80s, just, you know.
Where the fuck did you find carob?
No, it's in the dog food aisle because dog food, carob is the chocolate for dogs.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So you can go to at Coles Local. Mm-hmm. I almost bought you one and tried to trick you into
that's
it.
That's funny.
But it's like carob is non-effect. It doesn't mm-hmm. affect dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe if they have a lot. But, yeah, no, so I've seen those parents that
mm-hmm.
it's the kid. You never want to be the parent that has the kid that goes to school when it's like, oh, fucking that guy's parents are such tight asses. Like, mm-hmm. they don't let him do shit.
Yeah.
And so that's the – because
– Could you have – what is the version – so what is the option where it's like the fun parent but the stern parent? Like, how can you be and? How can you be both?
Well, last night I was doing equations about how old I will be when Bodhi's 18th and mm-hmm. like when he's 30, how old I'll be.
It's equations, like, you're making it sound like you fucking got the calculator. It took you a while working all that.
Yeah,
out.
It does. I mean, I was just asking Amy and she was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun game. I was like, Amy, how old will I be when he's 20?
Yeah.
How old will I – like, I've forgotten everything. So, but he's – he's if you call him four now, I'm 33,
mm-hmm.
4, 5, 6, 7, 37 – Yeah, I mean, I'll be like in my – when I'm 50
mm-hmm.
and hopefully I'm at the end of working end seriously of hard
yeah.
and I'm more into the – it's all downhill. It's all, you know, aiming towards a more relaxing existence by 50. Mm-hmm. Bodhi will be a young man out in the town.
Sure. And you'll be wearing linen shirts.
And we'll be able to go out together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope, that we'll be able to do shit together.
Yeah.
And so that's where you be stern, but then you also get involved. Mm-hmm. You want to be the cool – I would love to be the cool parent that can be a part of
mm-hmm.
– like the kids want to actually have a beer with Tommy, Bodhi's
but
dad.
But don't you think that there is a connection between a cool parent and a loser parent?
Illicit substances.
No, but a bit of a loser parent too. Like, it can go the other way where it's like, Johnny's dad lets us smoke weed around it. It's like, Johnny's dad doesn't have a fucking job, you know?
No, I know you're right. I think, I mean, you want to – I mean, my dad didn't let us do shit, but he didn't also tell us not to do anything. But I loved, from a work perspective, like this is what ends up wrapping people's identities up in their work mm-hmm. because it's like what you do, then Bodhi's interested in what I do. Like, imagine if he ends up wanting to do media. Like, I think about – there's a – Costa Zoo is a boxer. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a stretch, but Costa Zoo's son, Tim Zoo, fucking phenomenal boxer, one of the best up-and-coming boxers in Australia. And his dad has been a world champion. Imagine being – Costa Zoo, and you have your son who is in the same league. Like, that kid's looked up to Costa.
Sure. So you want Bodhi to do vlogging and podcasting?
Don't necessarily want to, but I mean, it's high chance that you end up getting into what your hero, like your parent is. Like a lot of the time, not for everybody, but like, I mean, I got into landscaping for a bit. You know, I have an appreciation for all things outdoor in that respect, the hard work. And so there is a version of it. Some parents, you know, a bit different, but maybe. I mean, that's what I'd like as far as the optics from the kid, as the dad connect, you know, the father and what I, what his mates think about it. I don't want it to be the fucking Tommy gets him alcohol.
What was,
absolutely
what was your parents' strategy when it came to discipline for you? Do you remember any, what was the harshest discipline that you ever got?
It was pretty annoying when I got a call and Mum said, come home right now. And she'd found 3 grams of marijuana in my drawer.
She burnt it.
I don't know. There's probably a couple of grams of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that was just a silly one. We had something called the Naughty Boy Beach. And it's if you know the Savoy in Brighton, just, you know, cementing a landmark for people, or the beach boxes in Brighton, it's sort of like that area. There's a little rock point. Man-made rock point, and you kind of, there's a sort of a big beach where they do all the kite surfing. We would go and sit there. Now, I can't, like, this is the thing about being disciplined as a kid. Half the time you don't remember what it was for.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in trouble. There's a, you know, many occasions where it blew up, but.
Did you ever swear at your parents?
Oh, heap bad.
And did bad. Any, so I got hot mustard on the mouth, which ended up actually biting Dad in the ass because the
you
other-
You love hot mustard.
Yeah, I do now.
You'd eat it with a spoon.
No, but Dad went to a bakery the other day and the person serving him didn't really understand hot English mustard.
No.
And lathered it on like it was just fucking like mayonnaise, like real thick. And he apparently it was like he got pepper sprayed. he actually couldn't eat it.
Well, it could have been someone from a different upbringing that it's like- It's like if somebody that is an Australian works in a cafe and someone asks for Vegemite.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a cafe once and I saw this person just be like, ugh! Like it was a centimetre thick and it was an English, backpacker who would put it on, which was, it's dodgy. No, but the Naughty Boy Beach was the thing. But that was not, like I like the idea of here's the timeout, which was, none of it's good in the time. I don't think you can look back on any of these disciplining techniques and think that it does anything. Like, because the pain's still there. If you're disciplining anybody, it's painful for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, not looking
What's your view on restaurants in regards to taking kids to restaurants?
I found-
What's the rule?
Yeah. The rule is you need to be considerate of people around you. Like, I'm hypersensitive to it in terms of, like, not wanting him to – like, you want to try and give them an upbringing where they know how to behave at those places. And so just because they misbehave you doesn't mean you shouldn't ever take them. But if they're off absolutely causing a ruckus with no parent seeming to be, you know, worried about it, it's an issue. But – you find, this is the thing, as a parent, you find places that are just perfect for kids and alcohol. Parents drinking alcohol.
Well, there was
or parents having dinner.
But there's I remember the Grand in Dandenong. We would go because it had a playground.
Oh, dude.
And so you could go play on the playground. You get free ice cream as well.
The Tempe, we discovered a bunch of places over the Christmas break. One of them being the Tempe in Templestowe. And it's got a sick indoor playground where you can go up real high and there's like computers, there's all different types of games and the you can have dinner right near it. And so Bodie just go, mate, run.
Yeah.
It's an indoor, you know, what do you call it? What's like a cat run where they can't escape, but they get their exercise.
I remember those sort of playgrounds. They're sick, but they actually like go outside the restaurant and stuff.
Yeah.
So like walking over the car park.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't take them to fancy restaurants. You hear parents saying, oh, yeah, I just take, you know, my kid to here and put them under the table when they're young, as in like in their little bassinet. Not all kids like that, but who knows, maybe little – I was about to say her name. My daughter will be different. maybe.
Any preparation for Bodhi in regards to having a sister? Like what sort of... Yeah.
Well, he'll be four and a half, four and a bit.
Mm-hmm. So he'll be able to look after her.
Well, definitely babysit. We'll be able to go out and have a night out with Bodhi at home. No, I think it's just... Amy takes time off to look after the baby. There's going to be an adjustment to Bodhi probably needing me to be looking after him a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where, but you don't want it to be
a thing.
Oh, I got a message from Scooter Derek when he found out about the baby coming. Oh, yeah. And
he's got Tom and Clover.
Scooter, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's got the pair. He's got he said, my fave top tip for when you're having another baby on the way is to have the new baby sister buy an epic gift for her new big brother on the big day. So when she's born, we can tell. I mean, you got to lie at that point, Scooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bodhi, little Bubba's bought you a present. This kid.
Yeah.
But I love that idea. We've got a present from the new baby to Bodhi.
Oh, that's fun.
Because then it sets him up and he feels a part of it. I don't know. I love that tip. Love that tip. Imagine if he's just like this fucking pathetic
present. Yeah, yeah.
I wanted the fucking iPad Pro.
No, I wanted the pencil as well. I'm going to have to – where am I going to get the pencil from? I'm four. How am I going to afford that?
So, a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. If you've got any top tips, let me know. The thing we're trying to work out is how do you just instantly create the – there's no separation. There's no like – because it's so easy to go –
rapport building.
We have to put effort into the useless child at this moment because there's a – somewhat capable kid.
What about has Bodhi listened to audiobooks?
Well, he meditations.
Would he listen to Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People? What would happen if you put that on for him? Would he listen?
Well, we watch movies and I don't know, some of them are like, you know, so like Avatar, a 3-hour film or something. It's like, how do you.
What about if he went to bed?
The story?
I reckon subconsciously. I think you could set up, Bodhi, like you're going to listen for half an hour.
It's in Spanish. He wakes up. Yeah. See? That's all I know.
I feel like that could be a thing. Audiobooks.
Well, there's some kids ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's some.
But what would happen if, like, I'm probably oversimplifying it, but why do we give them the simple stuff?
Well, I think it's.
So he might not understand it all.
It's story. Yeah, but then it's just words. And so. He's definitely, he said to me, Daddy, this is a story. Mm-hmm. And about, it was like a more complex, we're watching something or it was a film that's probably not suitable for a 3-year-old, 4-year-old. But he was understanding that it was a story being told. And so, no, I definitely think, I think there's probably some app that's, you know, send your kid to sleep with a story that's more of, I mean, but then there's kids' books that are themed in a, adult lesson way, like it's you learn about emotions through.
Yeah, like he might wake up and just say the protagonist was amazing. I thought they had real depth, and the narrative was beautiful.
I mean, there's been kids who have got accents of Dora the Explorer, little Spanish accents based on listening, just constant or English.
Yeah, accents. You hear that a lot. Yep. So before we go, I'm going to end Chewy Tuesday. Yep. I've still got it in my mouth. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. You've been pretty good.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, you re-entered yours, which is sort of gross. I'm going to see what sort of bubble I can do. Okay.
Okay. It's softer. Wonder what the world record is.
So
I reckon I've got
subscribe
one
on the podcast apps. That you listen to and also on YouTube. Hit the like button if you are watching
press that,
on YouTube.
Do all that bell stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Turn on the bell, the notification stuff. Let a friend know about the show as well. Here we go.
Okay. Nice.
It's like a sprint, isn't it? It's like being shot. Right, you try.
I reckon I'll get one bigger than that.
Hang on.
I reckon I can do one with my saliva. I'm pathetic.
We won't finish until I do one good one. Oh, it's not bad.
Mine was pathetic.
All right.
It's all over.
Hey?
Are you going? You're not. That's a.
What am I doing wrong?
Because you're not going for size. To blow a bubble, I think you need to...
All over your tongue?
Yeah, you need to mold it on your tongue first. Mm-hmm. There you go. A very visual...
No, I think the audio says it all. There's people gagging right now. Right, one more. Here we go.
I actually can't hear the chewing that much. So you're being polite. Thank you. You're Mike Tyson right now with mushrooms in his mouth on Logan Paul's podcast. All right, here we go. Very.
All right, we're done. Enjoy your day, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you, guys.